everybody, and welcome to the Patreon-exclusive podcast about the one thing you know something about, game shows, I suppose. I'm your host, Jordan Haas. It is 1:35 a.m. I haven't slept yet, but I'm working my way towards it. I have been busy for the last few weeks. Most of you already know why, so it's all good. Today's episode is a classic game show episode. This is one of those panel game shows. We barely touch on panel game shows, but this is different. This is an American panel game show. And not only that, it's one of the longest running game shows of all time. I'm talking about To Tell the Truth. To Tell the Truth is one of those rare game shows that I think has kind of been around for about every decade, I think. Like, it has been around practically every time. In the 50s, Bud Collier. In the 60s, Mark Goodson, Burt Convy for a while, Gary Moore. The 70s, Bill Cullen. The 80s had Robin Ward. 90s, Gordon Elliott. Alex Trebek hosted To Tell the Truth for a bit. The 2000s was one of the other fancy ones. That was John O'Hurley. John O'Hurley's To Tell the Truth. And of course, nowadays, which I think is one of the more longer running versions of the show, Anthony Anderson has hosted the show of Blackish fame. And Kangaroo Jack. Who are we kidding? You probably know more for Kangaroo Jack. To Tell the Truth comes in many forms. There's a modern version and then the original version. I'm going to start with the modern version because that's what we know today. However, it is not the one that's necessarily the format. But they have similar vibes. All right, so the new version has three people. And they all claim to have some accolade. I am the world champion skydiver. I am the guy who made a viral video at the Walmart. I am the heir to this fortune. It's always something of a weird talent or of an occupation that's weird, or it's of something that can be physically shown. Like, I'm the world's strongest man. Originally there was four contestants. Because of COVID, or I think because of budgetary reasons, they've made it three people now. They all say, I'm this, and then the celebrities ask questions to the three randos in the chairs. One of them is the real person. The other two are decoys. They are actors or something else of some other occupation who's just bold-faced lying in front of celebrities to try and trick them and step them off their game. I forgot the time limit that comes in the Anthony Anderson version, so I'm just going to guess it's 3 minutes. I don't know. But they vote. If the celebrity can vote correctly, they get 10 points or 1 point. If they are incorrect, no points. At the end of the game, the final person is worth double points or 20. Whoever has the most points wins the show, but it gets absolutely nothing. And whoever is the lowest scoring person is subjected to hilarious consequences, like they have to be tweeting a lie or they're getting fake news read about them. Or in the case of the modern version, they have to wear a dummy crown and have to basically be shunned for a few minutes for being an idiot, not knowing which one was being decoyed. You got fooled. Yeah. It's okay. But what I like about To Tell the Truth, this version, is there's Before You Go, which is kind of like what they used to do back in the day, but it's now like a follow-up to one of the two remaining people. So it's like, yes, they might not be the world's fastest texter. However, they are good at texting because these are the people who deliver. Because this one of these two is delivered the very first text message to Barack Obama or something. It's always like some weird secondary market, and it becomes a yes no questions of two people. It's okay. It's funny, it's silly, it's charming. It is what makes this game show so adorable in many, many ways. This version has Anthony Anderson as the host, and he just reads out a statement full of puns and whimsy. And the co-host, kind of the Ed McMahon of this, is Anthony Anderson's actual mother, Mama Doris. And she's just a hilarious addition to the show. Now, originally, when they rebooted the show, it was 2016, and they weren't predicting retro game shows making all the rage. You gotta remember, this is 2016. Pyramid wasn't even rebooted yet. So their attempt to modernize To Tell the Truth was pretty shit, to be honest. I hated season one of To Tell the Truth, because they did a house band. They were so committed to an extreme stunt, like, I am the champion of Fire Breather. Oh, I'm the guy who can get out of a straight jacket while set ablaze. And if you pick me, I'm gonna do it. It was really horrendous. It is just terrible. I loathed it. I will admit, I did not like To Tell the Truth season one. Season two, it was a bit more of the same. They got rid of the house band, but still kind of crap. Season three, you gotta remember, that would be the era of the fake news Donald Trump. So it just was awful. But season four, and this most recent season, I enjoy a lot. I actually love To Tell the Truth. It is one of my favorite shows to watch because they got rid of the ooh-ah, shock and awe kind of thing that came with, like, the first thing. I'm guessing because they were still trying to do the edgy and just wanted to do more weird interests or weird hobbies or just weird people in general. Then it made it fun and lighthearted instead of just, like, an extreme game show. This ain't your mama's To Tell the Truth. It's like, no, you should really make it your mama's To Tell the Truth. It's a timeless format. And it's a lot of fun. They even brought in celebrities. They had, Elvira. They had a Paul Rubens, as decoys in the show, and they fooled the celebrities. And I thought that was really funny and awesome. They kept playing some of the old bits that they didn't To Tell the Truth back in the day. Like, I am a professional makeup artist. And then they would dress up in makeup and go on to the next round as one of the decoys. It's really good. They did that. I'm a CIA spy. And then they become a CIA spy in the next round. It's great. It is like those kind of shock reveals is what makes the show hilarious and good. You don't have to go too extreme when it comes to tell the truth. So I fully recommend watching the newest versions of To Tell the Truth. The last season, because of COVID, they reduced it to 3 instead of 4. But that didn't really ruin the show that much. Even though it was a COVID-recorded season, it still had comedy, it still had jokes, and it still had interesting people and personalities, and that's what makes the show interesting. It's interesting people and funny celebrities telling quips and asking silly questions to try and figure out who is telling the truth. That's all the show really is. It's just kind of like a lighthearted, fun game show with celebrities as the contestants, but contestants as contestants. Now, what makes this different is the normal format, where the decoys and the honest person are playing for money. And here, there's no money. I think they probably get paid like maybe like a ray of like $500 or something, all three. But what I love about To Tell the Truth is it's just been a charming game show. when it went from being edgy edgelord, not your mama's game show, to just, yeah, this is just your mama's game show, let's be wholesome a bit, but let's just be a little provocative here and there, that's what makes To Tell the Truth work. And I think it's because of the last few seasons is why it's still on the air today. If they just went to the other direction and it was just like, let's just do outside stunts and crazy things, it would not have survived, especially during COVID. But with a Anthony Anderson, the success of Black-ish, Mama Doris being a prime character, and her features and things like T-Mobile ads, it works. People watch To Tell the Truth. People like To Tell the Truth. People like to play along and not necessarily root for a celebrity. They're all mostly comedians. You know, this is your Tom Lennons, your Joel McHales. But it's just been a fun show to watch. And I think the reason it works is, even though there's no cash prize involved, the format itself of "Will the Real Blank Please Stand Up" still survives the test of time. And that's what makes the show work. Now we can go all the way back to the 50s, 60s, black and white era. So the original version of To Tell the Truth was basically kind of a weird game show. It was a Mark Goods and Bill Tomman production. And as we've established time and time again here in the Game Shows, I Suppose, library, Goods and Tomman really does not like trivia. They do not want trivia game shows. They like kind of social games. They like parlor games. So the format basically is, so the original pilot name was Nothing But the Truth, because, you know, courtrooms, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So that was kind of the whole moniker of the original one. It was basically kind of like a deposition, which one's telling the truth, which one's lying. And the set, even though it was black and white, was still trying to have this courtroom feel. With the, basically the panel's corner felt like a jury house. And then the host section with the, at the corner feels like a judge. And then it goes to the other three, which is kind of like the defense bench. And that's what made it kind of fun. So in the versions that are the original, it's four contestants. So for the sake of all intents and purposes, every version of To Tell the Truth has four celebrity panelists and three contestants. Two are imposters and one's telling the truth. The game is quite simple. One of these people is exactly who they say they are. I am Jordan Haas and I am a game show podcaster. But there are two imposters who will then go on microphone. I'm Jordan Haas and I'm a game show podcaster. I'm Jordan Haas and I'm a game show podcaster. With the announcer or the host go, only one of these three is the real Jordan Haas and has been the only one sworn to tell the truth. So then comes the celebrity panelists. For the celebrities, they get a time limit, sometimes 30 seconds, 45 seconds, sometimes a full minute, to grill as many people as they can. So player number one. So you are a fisherman. What's the best bait to use when catching fish? Number two, same question. Number three, so what's the name of the wheelie thing that you have to crank? What's that called? On the fishing line. What's it called? The little fishy reel thing? What's it called? And it just becomes kind of just, can they bullshit their way through this? And it becomes a detection fantasy, and it becomes pretty fun. Because one is telling the truth and the other two are imposters, the imposters are the contestants on this game show. Your aim is to fool those panelists by trying to be a very good liar. Why? Because you get paid. I believe the original value was like $50 maybe, or I think, let me just double check. I'm going to go to the wiki real quick. La 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 la, going to the wiki. La 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 la. $100. Complete stump was $400. Yes. All right. There we go. Or $250. Complete stump was worth $1,000. Incorrect vote was worth $300. Complete stump was worth $1,500 because it was five. Yes. Each incorrect vote was for $50. If all four got stumped, $500. Each incorrect vote was worth $100, $500. Okay, that's the... And then, of course, with the John O'Hurley, $1,000, $5,000. The reason being is because, well, they had the three in the reveal. What they also did was sometimes an audience vote. So the fun part about the show is that in addition to having the celebrities ask questions and come up with their own vote, one, two, or three, the audience... with a keypad or a little sensory thing, would lock in their answers. One of the earliest forms of a game show to actually incorporate that voting element. So when the audience votes, that became the lock-in response, and that became a vote as well. So if you fool the audience, in addition to four celebrities, you can walk out of here with all the money. Now, if you're fooled, you know, it's fine. You don't get anything. Everything is split. So everyone's like, two votes, you got $500. You got two votes, you got $500. Oh, you got one vote, that's $250. That's kind of how it goes. In the original, in To Tell the Truth 2000, I think they played three games, if I'm not mistaken. It was three. Most of the time it's two or three or four, depending on the time constraints and what they play. Personally, I like two because it just kind of focuses on two people's stories. And what I like about the show, in addition to this, is that, well, in Anthony Anderson's version, here's what they had to say. It's a written letter by the person, and it's clearly just pre-written by, like, the writers and producers because they want to do funny puns. But in To Tell the Truth, mostly, it's an affidavit because they're trying to do the courtroom drama. And I love that aspect. I, Jordan Haas, am a game show podcaster. I originally started watching game shows as a little boy, watching game shows with my grandmother. When I started, I really loved Price is Right. According to my parents, my first words were Bob Barker. But it was far from the prices right for me. In addition to watching childhood game shows like Double Dare and Guts, of course I grew on to enjoying reality television as well. With my podcast, it's a focus on all aspects of the game show, from the set dressing to the host and personality. What you see is what you get, but if you want to be a winner, all you gotta do is press your luck. Sign Jordan Haas. and then they would start the round. It's very clever and great. And I like that aspect of To Tell the Truth. I think the reason it has stayed on for so long as a decade by decade format, except it has been that pull. Because it's still airing in 2020. It's still aired in 2000. Like, it's still going on. It's still shocking to me. The show is still on the air. Of course, it has little bursts and little high days and low days. But this game show, I think, stands the test of time. Because it's... the format is quick. Now, I can go through the entire list of every famous celebrity who is a panelist. From Kitty Carlisle, Peggy Cass... Soupy Sales, Gene Rayburn, Bill Cullen, Betty White, obviously. Betty White's on almost every game show. Later versions, the 2000s had your Brad Sherwoods, your Greg Proops. They had in the later versions of today, Eliza Schlesinger. They really like Joel McHale for some reason, Tom Lennon. D.L. Hughley, it becomes like a who's who of comedy, which I also enjoy. But what I like is that contestants on the show are just as famous sometimes as the panelists. Back in the 70s edition of To Tell the Truth, because, you know, I watch all these episodes, Stan Lee, when he was doing, like, he was the creator of Spider-Man and Incredible Hulk and just promoting Marvel Comics, he was one of the three. So you had Stan Lee and two people saying, I'm Stan Lee. Oh, I love that. Spider-Man. They had, if I remember correctly, Chuck Jones from Warner Brothers. They had Hannah from Hanna-Barbera. I think, if I'm not mistaken, Orville Redenbacher was one for the popcorn. It just becomes little... it becomes little here and there's, which I love so much. I think Anderson Cooper was once a imposter on the show. Oh, wow. I'm looking at some of these lists. Bob Bergen, the voice of Porky Pig, was there. Wow. Roger Love and Lockhart. How about celebrity guests as imposters in disguise? You had Mark Goodson, Bill Todman, Tom Poston. You had Goober from the Andy Griffith Show. You had Bud Collier's wife. Rip Taylor was once dressed as Santa Claus. As the founder of the Ho Ho Hotline. Oh, hang on. 2016, the name of the house band, because this is all the factoids you care about. Chi-Chi and his band of liars. Chi-Chi and his band of liars. That's the... Well, let me try and recreate the theme song for you. Lie, 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 lie. When it went to the 2000s, which is the most recent version pre Anthony Anderson, their version of the set looked more like a church. It was a lot of stained glass. It was supposed to be, you know, like you know, you're telling the truth in the house of the Lord. You don't want to lie in front of God. Like what's wrong with you? But when it comes to the modern version, it's weird to explain. It kind of feels like a hotel lobby. Like if you went to a Hyatt and you just like sat in right in the concierge office with three chairs, and then opposing those three chairs is another set of three chairs. Like that's kind of what it looks like, with a lot of wood and some nice wood and blue windows and wood. Like that's it, that's like the set. But I do enjoy To Tell the Truth. I think what is so interesting about this format is that there's a door reveal. There is the three imposters. There's the Americana aspect of it. If you know that the real Slim Shady, please stand up, that's because of this game show. So yes, even hit raps from the M&Ms comes from our exciting world of game shows, To Tell the Truth. And it's the door reveals. It's the cartoon with the cross hands. And there's so much things like I want to just vent about, but it just feels like I'm repeating myself, because this is kind of one of those, we can go through each host and their hosting style. We can talk about the theme songs. Personally, my favorite is the 70s, which I think I'm going to be playing at the end of this episode. You know that, it's a lie, lie, you're telling a lie, you're telling a lie, you don't know how to tell the truth, 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 truth. You don't know how to tell the truth, yeah. But it's just kind of, there's the lyrics, the 69 and unused 90 versions. Oh, I have the lyrics. It's a lie, lie, you're telling a lie, and never know why, you don't know how to tell the truth, 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 truth. You don't know how to tell the truth, yeah. I'm a fool, fool. I've been such a fool. I'm blowing my cool for you right now. To tell the truth, 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 truth. You say you went home and early last night. The book you read's out of sight. And that's why you took your phone off the hook and never did get my call. It's a lie, lie. I should say goodbye, but I'm gonna try to teach you how to tell the truth, 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 truth. You don't know how to tell the truth. Repeat verse 1 and 2. How are you gonna teach them how to tell the truth? I don't know what that means. On one side, I think it's just like, you know, like, let me just tell you what I think you should be doing. But the second, is this like a song about domestic violence? It's really fucked up. This is such a classic game show. I think it's just because of the format. It's because of the way it looks. It's that To Tell the Truth logo and the weird concentration with the T's and the T and then the T. And I think it's just that cartoonish person in the fingers crossed that just sells the show. When it comes to the host, each version is something different. I think Bud Collier is one of the iconic hosts of the show. Also, in the 60s, Johnny Olsen did the announcing. Classic Goodson Todman, Johnny Olsen. And then it kind of just went into like the Burton Richardsons and more and more. Gary Moore would probably be who I would also associate the most with To Tell the Truth. I think Gary Moore's hosting was just an iconic form of To Tell the Truth. I don't think John O'Hurley really did the best job. I don't think Alex Trebek was okay or comfortable. Same with Gordon Elliott. But, Joe Gargiola, who we talked about with the Strike a Lucky episode, he was a pretty good host too. I think the thing is, Joe came into it because he was already a panelist. So when he hosted it, he was kind of like playing along with the celebrities. So it was a different type of thing. Gary Moore, on the other hand, his appeal was kind of more like people are funny, almost like a talk show element of like, let's get to know these people. And then, like, let's have a human interest interview. Bud Collier, his hosting method was basically kind of just classic radio host. He's the famous Beat the Cluck guy. So he was trying to be quick-witted. Remember, this is the early 50s, 60s. This is the vaudeville era of game show. So this was seen as like a funny thing. Look at these panelists look silly on a stage and the audience is there in New York. I think the modern version with Anthony Anderson is the closest we get to that early old school version because it's still kind of back to basics with the, you're kind of here to watch the celebrities look stupid. You're not really here for the contestants, and that is always kind of been the big debate when it came to modern To Tell the Truth versus old To Tell the Truth. I kind of just feel like it's Gary Moore's show myself. He also hosts I've Got a Secret, so he's well versed in the panel game shows. But it's a, because the big negative people have is that the contestants in this version don't get paid. So it's not really worth the imposters to like lie that much because they're not going to, because there's no need to make an effort to fool people for money. That's kind of what happens with To Tell the Truth. So maybe my head's foggy because it's almost now 3. The important part about To Tell the Truth is that there the storytelling element of just that parlor aspect of who's telling the truth, who's deceiving you, that swindling aspect of it. It's the characterization of the fonts, the setting, the sets. It's the reveal aspect of standing up, and then they play like a almost like a musical chairs where they just keep popping up and down, and it just thrives suspicions and just mess with the contestants. And you could play along at home, and I think that's one of the core elements of To Tell the Truth that not a lot of people know about, is that if you don't know who the panelist is, you can watch and play along and say it's number one, number two, number three. Which is an important part of most game shows, is that play-along factor. So it is a guessing game, but it's just a very light-hearted version of said guessing game. One of the final takeaways is that in the event that a contestant and a celebrity has met each other in the past or had a run-in, their vote is disqualified, and that money is already considered an incorrect guess. So it becomes a power play. When it comes to Anthony Anderson's To Tell the Truth, this is where the game gets a little kind of, they fix it, where because this is the version that has a co-host in the form of Mama, the mom plays the on behalf of the contestant, and they try to figure out who's telling the truth or not. And I think that also just brings a new element to the game that not a lot of people focus on. So, obviously, I wish I had more expertise in the subject. Yeah, it's probably one of your least favorite episodes because, hey, did you know, like, it's just three people and one's telling the truth and two are lying. And the celebrities tell funny questions. But it stands the test of time, I think, because we tell lies all the time. And it's because contestants are funny and these are interesting ideas. And celebrities are hilarious. And it's a very, very, very light. This is not a serious game show at all. There is no high stakes element, even if it had prize money or no prize money. It's just a game for interesting people to talk about themselves and for imposters to kind of just have fun for a bit and just be on TV as a liar, which I really like in many aspects. So in conclusion, while To Tell the Truth always is a work in progress and has gotten better season by season, To Tell the Truth as a format itself, where there's three contestants, two imposters, one telling the truth, and celebrities asking questions to try and figure it out, is still an entertaining format. It is still very light. It is still very funny. And I think it's one of those longevity game shows that definitely can stand the test of time. It doesn't matter if this is the year 2030 or 2040 or 2050, and whatever is the new format that we use for this version. Maybe it's just a singular episode. Maybe it's a Twitch stream. Who knows? But it is something just interesting enough to keep people guessing and keep people tuning in. It is definitely not for everybody, but something about this show, and just if it comes on, you can't turn away that easily. And you have to try and play along. Because they are trying to tell you, like, one of these people actually invented that thing you like. One of these people is actually a really cool guy. And you're like, okay, which one is it? Oh, it's one. All right. And I think that's the crux of the show. And that's why I enjoy it so much. It's just that you feel smart if you get it right. If you don't get it right, you feel fooled, but you're like lighthearted, like, ah, they got me, garg, in a way that's very fun. So that's going to do it here for game shows, I suppose. Hope you have a great summer. Lots of great game shows are coming down the pipeline, and I just can't wait to watch them with you. So until next time, big smooch. Mwah!